New Talk's climate refugees still waiting to move to higher ground. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis.
I was scared because it looked so close. You could just see these huge waves like come at you.
Sabrina Warner says the Ninglick River has eroded so much land around the native village of Newtok that she fears powerful storms that hit Alaska's western coast in the fall will flood the community. That's why many say the people of Newtok could become Alaska's first climate change refugees. And it's why Warner's partner, Nathan Tom, told a reporter in 2013 he's anxious to move his family to higher ground.
I just can't wait to move the houses or build our house.
3 years later, Warner, Tom, and most of the other 350 people of Newtok are still waiting for federal and state help to move the villagers to the nearby village of Mugtulovic. This more than 30 years after the problem was first outlined in a 1984 study.
I believe that within 4 years, Newtok will no longer be a viable community.
Joel Niemeyer is federal co-chair of the Denali Commission, the agency President Obama tapped last year to coordinate a response to the climate change-driven flooding threat faced by Newtok and several other villages along Alaska's coasts and rivers.
Within 4 years, the river will be right next to the school. It'll have already gobbled up the community water source, and then not far behind it is the airport.
Niemeyer couldn't say whether the agencies will be able to get funding in time to build a new community before the river claims the land on which Newtok was established in 1958. That's when the U.S. Bureau of Indian Affairs built a school on the site because it was as far up the Newtok River as the barge carrying building materials could go.
Relocation is very involved, and there's a lot of different things that have to happen.
Sally Cox is a planner with the State Division of Community and Regional Affairs who's been involved in the Newtok relocation efforts for years. Cox and Niemeyer both described a lengthy process that begins with a community deciding whether to move, and if so, where, then proceeds through years of planning, public interaction, and finally getting funding. We'll talk more about village relocation next week. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.